This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Just so you know, the special guest I have right now in the studio with me, his name is Philip Murray, and are you 23 or 24?
I'm 25.
You're 25?
Yeah, that needs to be updated.
Making him younger. Okay, cool. So just so you know, Philly was born in the golden era of hip-hop in 1991, and by the age of four, his older brothers had a huge collection, and all he ever listened to was hip-hop. The first song he can remember was Naughty by Nature's hip-hop, Hooray, Ho! And, Philly's destiny was set, basically. So with the accolades that follow, he's actually the National Noel Tovey Achievement Award winner and became Mildura's NAIDOC Artist of the Year. And he's got bigger dreams, of course, and he's moved on from there and he's went to you're with Bad Apples now.
Yeah, Bad Apples Music.
That's awesome, man. And you've come in with a couple of CDs, so we're going to be playing a couple of your songs tonight, which is great.
Yeah, deadly.
But just the other night, actually, I want to mention, because Philly was also one of our panelists for a show that we did with Playback Theatre Company, and that was called The Voyager, and that was our last panel show, actually, for the year for Playback.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and Philly just did a very inspirational speech and spoke a little bit about, you know, what the topic is tonight, and that's privilege in regards to what we've had to deal with as First Nations people of this country.
For sure.
And it's not an easy ride, has it been?
No. I don't think it is for any black fella living in Australia, any black fella in for most part of the world. So, we always start last. We're always 10 steps behind, born 10 steps behind from white fellas. So, it's just that, you know, we just got to put in a bit more work than white fellas to get to the same destination, I guess. And it shouldn't be like that, but and it comes into a lot of people have an unconscious bias when it comes to like employing people, and also basically an unconscious, sometimes an unconscious racism, or just a conscious racism when it comes to employing black fellas. I've been turned down from jobs because I'm black, and I say that because the first job I ever went for, the employer asked me what tribe I was from. And this is a white man asking me what tribe I was from. This job that I went for wasn't put out for a certain person from a certain tribe or anything. It was just for anyone.
It was just open, yeah.
It was just an open job. I went in and he's like, what tribe are you from? Reason being was because he wanted to work with people from a certain tribe so we can start building and profiting off their land.
Okay.
I wasn't from the right tribe, so I didn't get the job.
Yeah, right. That's a funny one, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just these little things that we face. And there's also, you look at companies like your Kmart's and your Target's, for the most part, a lot of those places are required to actually hire Aboriginal people. Reason being was because they weren't given any jobs.
Classic.
Yeah.
So it's a catch-22 when you think about it, because I know myself, when I've actually experienced this, of course, and being an Aboriginal person, but also the other half of me is Indonesian, and my surname is Binsad. And I've always, whenever I've had, I like to think I've got a pretty good CV and got a bit of experience in everything, And when I've handed my CV in, I've never had one response, more recently than ever, to be honest.
Yep.
And because of I wonder whether it's my surname, And already we're put in that box, aren't we? We're already categorized into a section that we... Apparently, what is seen as not essentially being approved of, and it's not fair. So, and recently my own brother had to change his kid's surname because he even had trouble. He was looking just for some basic work experience.
Yep.
And he never had the even the opportunity to even get work experience.
Yeah.
And since he's changed his name, and the reason why I'm adamant on this is because he actually, since he's changed his name, he's now getting left, right, and centre works thrown at him.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I've actually heard a lot of people change their name to something else to help get jobs.
But that's something...
Even change the way they speak.
Yeah, it's terrible, though. We shouldn't have to do that.
No way, not at all.
Not at all. So, this track we're going to play for you guys, just give us a little little bit of background about the song and what inspired you to write this actual song.
I think we're playing We On. Yes. This song features Stephen Motlop, who plays for the Geelong Cats. You know, this song was just a lot of fun to make. I'm a huge believer in just chasing dreams and going out and having fun with that. Also a huge sports fan. So my first dream was to actually play in the NBA. Didn't work out, so I started making music. And, you know, this song is basically about young dude just chasing a dream. It could relate to anything, but for the most part this song just kind of refers to him wanting to pursue a sporting dream. And yeah, Stephen Motlop, you know, is an amazing artist in his own right, also a dope football player. So yeah, I think the track turned out pretty good, so you know,
we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, tune in.
Nah, true, it's gonna be deadly, guys. And yeah, so you enjoy 94.9, time is 11:18, you're with Sarami and Philip Murray.
Yeah.
Joy.
And we did have it. Oops.
Here it is. With a smiley on me. Get it a win and got it. Hey. Mama gave me life, the attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gonna get it for him.
Get it for him.
I bought it, I'm gonna give it to him.
Give it to him.
I was always gonna make it.
Hey.
Never drop the ball, nobody's gonna take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen, saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. So he stays focused with his goals ahead. Never loses sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park after dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dreamer with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor. I can hear that crowd roar. That's what I live for. Just to give the crowd more. That's what I live for. Just to hear that crowd roar.
The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years of training, preparing for this moment. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his own.
I walk to the ground, I can hear the crowd roar.
Now he's on like a backpack. A top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu when I was
right back. Just to give the crowd more.
That's a for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he steps onto the ground. Wanna diss his whole life and he's addicted to the sound.
I can hear that crowd roar.
Let him know about.
I can hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from. And you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We all, we all.
Yes, We On with Philly. What a deadly song, right?
Yeah.
And how cool is that? Like, we were just talking about the actual, who was featuring Shannon Motlop, and that's actually, Stephen Motlop, who's Shannon Motlop's brother, who's a former Port Adelaide player.
Yeah,
I've worked with Shannon, bit of a dude, actually, he's a legend.
Yeah, good dude.
Yeah, I didn't know he was, I don't follow footy well. Work for AFL, I did a bit of, cultural facilitation stuff, but generally, I've never really been, I wouldn't say I'm not a big fan of the game. I do love the game itself, and I love what it stands for in regards to, being a strong, really strong game in general. It's a lot of physical skills.
And it evolved from an Aboriginal game, so something else we've got
to... Well, that's something I'm yet to see yet,
Yeah.
So close to actually having the opportunity to get involved with a bit of the choreo for that.
Yeah.
But hopefully that happens next year. I want to definitely be involved. But I don't know if you know, I've had a recent injury. I've got an ACL, torn ACL.
Ah, that's why you're limping around.
Oh, man, it's the worst feeling. I don't wish it on anyone. And menisci plus abnormal signal fluid in my knee, my patella.
Okay. So when did you do that? Did you have it on Saturday night?
Just the other night, man.
True.
Mad, drunken, bloody night with a friend who jumped on my back. And I hope you're listening to this because that fella, I've told him off, but, he's a good mate of mine. He's like a brother. And as long as we take on responsibilities, that's the main thing. But your track is deadly, man. I think Stephen's got a bit of a voice.
Stephen's got a crazy voice. He wrote all the lyrics, all his lyrics himself too. So, a really good musician, can play guitar, everything. And if he steps out of footy and wants to pursue a music career, I feel like he'll have a real, real successful music career as well. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, isn't that how it usually works? In reference to what I was just talking about, my ACL, because it's such a common injury in football. Yeah. So a lot of these guys actually, they have a certain run and then injuries occur and then they've got to find some other avenue.
Yeah, for sure.
To work with. And I think it's a sign above from the universe telling me now, because I'm at the age of where they say that this is the year or the time that the dancers, at my certain age. It's like, you can't keep dancing, physically we're not as well equipped as we were, and we've got to find something else. So,
well, where would you go to?
I'm hoping I can get into a bit of directing.
Yeah,
a bit of filmmaking, I think that's something I've always really loved.
That's cool. We could talk. I'm actually thinking about doing a 1-minute show.
Hell
soon,
yeah.
So, we'll work on something for sure.
Why not? Actually, funny we mentioned the film too, because you wasn't a film I was speaking about tonight, and you've been... I think that was, what was it called?
Scheherazade.
That's the one?
Yeah, that's a short film. Functional did that.
Yes, with Functional.
Yeah, Functional is an arts company here in Melbourne. I work with them, a lot of times, and they approached me to do Scheherazade, be the main role in Scheherazade, which was cool. We put a modern twist on it, on the original story of A Thousand Nights, I think the original was called, or whatever. Yeah, which is dope. I played a rapper in it, so it was right down my alley.
That wouldn't be too hard.
I didn't have to do much. No, and then they also done another short film project in Mildura. I also got to be a part of that and play the main role in that as well. So I've done a bit of acting here and there, and there's something I want to get into more and more. So
So about your one-man show, let us know more about that. What's your ideas? What are you planning to do?
It's just going to be based on my life. I've had a super crazy life. I've only been on this earth for 25 years, but I feel like I can relate to a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, and that's why I do a lot of workshops and stuff in schools, and I go into schools and just speak to kids. And I like sharing my whole story, the good, the bad, everything, just because I know with everything that I've been through and everything that I've seen, I can relate to at least one person in that room at one time and make that person feel less lonely in the world. So that's why I like actually sharing my story so much. And, it's also a way for me to vent, I guess. And so I just want to build a story around my life, really. Incorporate my DJ in it too. So incorporate music into it. Incorporate dance into it, because dance was a big part of my life as well growing up. Hip-hop, cultural, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I think it'll be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think, because you're an artist, that's what you do. Yep. It's about connection, isn't it? Through your music, it's through your spirit, and through your culture,
yep.
Which is really essential, especially being an Aboriginal person.
Yep.
Yeah, no, really beautiful, man. It's good to have you on our show tonight. And we did talk about you last week, me and Lenka. Hey. Lenka was our special guest last week.
Definitely.
She's awesome, one of my sister girls from Broome. But also, I just found out too, you're off to Sydney, and you've just been nominated for a Bachelor Cosmopolitan, yeah?
Cosmopolitan's Bachelor of the Year. Yeah. So, yeah, so I've got to go do a photo shoot and interview tomorrow in Sydney, and yeah, we'll see how we go with it. We might win, might lose, whatever. You know, my manager hit me with the news a couple of days ago, and I was like, psh, all right, let's do it.
That's great, man.
Why not?
They're probably going to expect you to shave at least.
Yeah, well, apparently they got a stylist and stuff there, so I get a haircut and, like, you know, and some clothes and stuff. So
bit of grooming.
Yeah, a bit of grooming going on, and, yeah, it's just, you know, a lot of fakeness involved, but you know, I'm gonna have some fun with it and see what happens. You know, I'm not expecting too much from it at all. I didn't expect it to come up. You know, the nomination came from someone that works at Cosmopolitan, so, you know, we weren't really looking into it.
But yeah, deadly.
Yeah, should be pretty fun.
Yeah, cool. All right, so we got another track for Philly, and this one's called Ready to Fly, featuring Miss Hood, one of our local Victorian artists here, and Renee Weston.
Yep, another Victorian artist. This song is about, you know, domestic violence against women, which I felt it was really important for me to touch on, because I was raised by a lot of strong women, and something like that is just really important for me. So Ready to Fly is a song that I really, really enjoyed making, and something that I feel like I needed to say. So yeah,
good on you, man. Here it is.
What's up, sister girl? Can we talk for a second? I need to know something that I just don't understand. See, I've heard around town that your man beat you down. Happened a week ago when you're back with that clamp. And I keep hearing it, the same old song. He's not the edge of a cliff, so why do you hold on? He says that he will change, and it never seems to happen. You leave and come back, can you not see the pattern? It's plain and in sight, written in black and white. So please, oh please, don't take him back tonight. A coward's not a man, at least not in my eyes. And here we go again, can you please tell me why? Oh, hold on, one sec. I hear my phone ring, and when I pick up, on the other side I hear a scream. I get up, I'll be there soon, look, I'm on my way. I found sister girl, another bruise on her face.
I am ready to fly, no coming back for more. Are you ready to try? I am ready to fly, no coming back for more. I am ready to try.
Let's do it.
Come with me, let's go.
Been there, done that, played the victim. You say you love your women to death, that's why you hit them. Shallow words of bloody stains of those afflictions. Your violent tendencies intertwine with your drug addiction. Any excuse you could think of to forgive him. Stop covering up your bruises with your makeup, I believe him. You're literally playing Russian roulette with your life, right? So you lay awake at night, praying and hoping you just might survive to see the sunlight. I bet you it'd be fun, right? You could call it true love or justify your sacrifice. It's gonna protect the kids the second you're gone. Your 7-year-old daughter who looks just like her mom. She's the next in line for him to lay up a beat on. Lay up a beat on, lay up a beat on. But you could call it true love, I'm glad your passion's so strong. Who are you kidding, man? Wake up to yourself.
I am ready to fly, no coming back for more. Are you ready to try? I am ready to fly, no coming back for more.
Not as simple as that. You just don't understand. Daddy's got my mind trapped. I love him, but I hate him. I don't know what to think. My family ain't here. I'm left alone with this shit. Baby girl, there's no reason to regret. The choice is in your hands. You just gotta take that step. I know the past is pain, but the future's through that door. You're a queen by birth. Show the world it's yours.
I am ready to fly. No coming back for more. Are you coming back for more? I am ready to try. Come with me, let's go.
Yes, that was Philly there with the song Ready to Fly featuring Miss Hood and Renee Weston. And it's so good to hear that, you know, we've got a lot of reflections in regards to what happens, you know, to women. Like, the people go through this every day.
Mm.
And we seem to take it for granted, like, especially women, they go through so much shit.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
You know, just...
And domestic violence is
domestic
terrible,
violence,
man,
is a no-no. Black women are the backbone of Australia, you know, as a whole. I know... You know, without women in general, none of us would be here just because we're born from women. But, you know, they're very strong people. You know, I never had my father in my life. So I was raised by my foster mother, Annie Beth Peters, who was a really strong woman, you know, strong about her culture and really wanted to stand up and spoke for her people and tried to change as much as she could during her time here on Earth. You know, sadly, she passed away, but she left a legacy that's been amazing. And, you know, during her time as a foster parent, she had taken in over 1,000 different children. And along with all of that work, she was going to meetings and having her say about, you know, her mob and where she would like to see the Majuro community go and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So, and on top of that, I meet a lot of aunties that are really strong women as well, that have done a lot of amazing things with their lives. And I don't feel like I've ever had that type of male figure in my life. So that respect for women for me has always been there. And it's because of that. And, you know, any time like women get, you know, spoken down to, I really don't accept that at all. And, you know, there's a lot of things like, you know, men will bring up the argument when we talk about domestic violence against women. People bring up the argument about domestic violence against men, which is a real issue as well.
That's right.
But we're not dismissing that at all. We're just saying that it's been happening to women for a really, really long time. Women are actually getting murdered by their men.
Yeah.
And at higher rates as well. So, you know, we just need to look at that. It's kind of like when we look at the Black Lives Matter movement and then what the All Lives Matter movement are trying to do. Black Lives Matter... is not telling the world that only Black Lives Matter. They're just saying we need to look at what's happening right now. Black people are getting murdered by police officers. And the way we magnify that is by saying Black Lives Matter. Reminds you that Black Lives Matter, because all lives can't matter unless Black Lives Matter. And that's just the reality of it. So you saying All Lives Matter dismisses Black Lives Matter. It's the same with you saying domestic violence against men. It dismisses domestic violence against women.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, we, you know, we're all human in the end, no matter what.
Yep.
You know, and but, you know, it's, I can honestly say that when you go to communities, it's really difficult because a lot of people don't see the good as well. There's so much stuff that happens that's good in our communities.
Yeah, for sure.
But alcohol has been ruining a lot of communities.
Yeah.
And because I guess there's a certain level in ourselves, like as Aboriginal people, we don't. It's the white man drug that came in from the very beginning, and we're actually we're more affected by this drug than
of course,
because they've developed an immunity and we haven't. It's really still
it's a new
drug,
us,
you know,
super new to us. It's the same with
so it makes people go a bit silly, you know, a bit whiny.
It's the same with just sugar, any sugar in general as well, because you know our diabetes rates are through the roof, and it's because that's the same reason we're not used to the sugars we're consuming, where, you know, white fellas have been consuming these sugars for a really long time.
Yeah.
Same with alcohol, and you can see that. I've been around my family while they've been drunk, and I can see how it affects them differently, how quick they actually get drunk, and the violence that comes from it.
But it's not an excuse, of course.
Not
we can't say that that means, oh, you know, that we can do that, because... It's just showing that because our countrymen, we were brought up with natural foods, you know, raw foods.
Yep.
We never had sugar. And throughout the time of, you know, when we were going from the very, very beginning, there we were offered flour, sugar and basically tea.
Yep.
But all these things weren't natural to us, you know.
Yep.
I guess tea was very close, you know, in regards to, you know, leaves that we used to do our own bush teas. But, yeah, it's crazy. Like, people, they, you know, I guess that's the thing about privilege, you know, as well. It comes back into account and just plain ignorance, because we don't, you know, especially in this country, people take things for granted. They don't realize beforehand, you know, a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's why, you know, I guess the luck of why a lot of us mob are really trying to make a point to make people understand, because it's about education.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for sure.
And it's unfair, but you know, we've learned to adapt,
mm-hmm.
and we are
most adaptive people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
We've lived through ice ages and everything, so yeah. we know we know what we're doing.
Hell yeah!
And you know, we're gonna take back Australia one day and run it the way we need to. And you know, we're getting there slowly but surely. You know, young leaders are stepping up nowadays and running things, running, you know, the rallies and the marches in Melbourne, doing amazing things. We're attacking it from a lot of different angles as well.
Mm. But we can do it peacefully, you know.
And we can do it peacefully as well. Right. And
it's about agreeing with one another and, you know, and just understanding what's happened.
Yeah, and I think Victoria is in the best space right now when it comes to actually the government discussing a treaty with the First Nations people. And, you know, we're the first state actually in talks of having a treaty, and you know, that's just going to have a domino effect, and all the other states will follow behind that, which is an amazing thing. And we just need to negotiate what we really need from that treaty. And I know from where we're at right now and the leaders that we have, we're going to get what we need, and yeah, I can't wait for that day.
Hell yeah. So until then, guys, stay tuned. You're on Urban Dreaming. The time is now 11:39. You're with Philly and myself, Sarami. We're here till midnight, so that's only 21 minutes till we finish. Hopefully you can stick with us till then. I'm going to play a couple more tracks, and we're going to get back to Philly.
Hi, this is Alfie Akuri. You're listening to Urban Dreaming on Joy.
Yes, Baru in New York. That's Gurumul there, a deadly singer. One of our favourites and all-time masters of music, I think. Welcome back to Urban Dreaming. The time is 11:43. You're with Sarami. I've been named so many different things, man. But Sarami is my name on Urban Dreaming, of course.
Sarami.
Can't forget that. And Philly. Yeah, Philly Murray, otherwise known as Philly, or AKA.
AKA Philly, AKA Phil, whatever you want to call me, really.
We were just talking before about how, yeah, domestic violence can affect, you know, not just any, like, not just us, but everyone, you know. It's it's something that we're talking about, stigma, and how men are, you know, told to not show emotions or show feelings. And it's really hard because, you know, a lot of men are brought up to believe that if you do that, then you're weak, you know, you're too sensitive, you're a pussy, basically.
Yeah, well, and all of this, you know, really leads into a lot of different things that can lead to domestic violence. You know, it's not the only thing that leads to domestic violence. There are just assholes out there. There are just people that are just, you know, mean dudes. But it can also lead to things like depression and then suicide, which we were speaking about during the panel at the Voyager. You know, and this is the same reason why men have the highest rate of suicide in Australia, and Aboriginal men have the highest rate of suicide in the world. You know, for that reason, that stigma of being a man. And you know, this is something that we need to start breaking down in Australia,
and it's something that we need to understand, that, you know, we are human beings, we all have emotion. Mm-hmm. And if you're suppressing a feeling, you're not actually really truly being true to your emotions.
Exactly.
You know, so we've got to understand that if you feel like crying, cry. Mm-hmm. You know, if you feel like shouting, shout. These are feelings that are meant to come out, because if you don't, what you're doing is you're suppressing other feelings, which turns to anger.
Yep.
And that anger then turns to violence.
Mm.
And whether it's self-hurt, self-harm or hurting others.
Yep.
And, you know, like a good example was just saying too about this one fellow on the news the other night. He met this lady on Tinder and they hooked up, and then they had some form of altercation, and he ended up locking her outside in the balcony of a 14th floor building in the Gold Coast. And, you know, there was that altercation that happened, and then apparently he had choked her and then pushed her over the balcony. You know, and a lot of this obviously was pent-up anger. And we've got to understand that these people, you were saying before how, you know, there's just a lot of angry people out there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, a lot of these people have some sort of internal layer, you know.
Yeah.
Something's obviously been triggered since their childhood, or maybe something just recently that they've been affected by. And they've held it in for so long. And, you know, we can't help but say, you know, it's hard to do, but you've got to just be more open and to, you know, try take in sometimes just like go, you know what, it's okay if I feel hurt or if it's okay if I got rejected, you know, but it's about dealing with that. So, and then we mentioned also about as being an artist, because we're lucky, and being an artist, you can express yourself, you know, you can do it through dance or song or through some form of, you know, whatever it may be that you do.
Yep.
And it goes back to, again, First Nations mob, you know, our mob, where we were brought up with storytelling, we were brought up with music and dance, and, you know.
Yeah, all of that, for sure.
So we're lucky in that perspective as well, because it allowed us to really, it's naturally embedded in our spirit.
Yep, yep.
So I guess, my question for you is, like, how do you deal with your own anger?
Same sort of thing. Happiness is my first priority over everything. And, you know, reason being was because, you know, if you're happy, then it's just going to go down. The way you are is going to affect the whole world, your whole world, whether it be your family, your friends, this and that. You're going to treat people differently depending on how you feel, and that's just the reality of it. So your happiness has to be your first priority. So I just focus on that and what makes me happy. One thing that I needed to do for me was move back home to Majura, because I was living here in Melbourne a couple of months ago, but I wasn't feeling happy here. So I moved back home, you know, and I made that decision for me, and, you know, it was the best decision, you know, I could have made at that time, because I just wasn't feeling like myself during my time here. And I get to, again, you know, as you said, I get to express the way I feel and my emotions. I have an outlet, which is through my music. You know, there's a lot of things that I have written over the years that I've never recorded or anything, but, you know, I've written it and it's out. It's on a piece of paper. It's not in my mind anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's out. So, I also, you know, have started getting into a lot more spoken word type stuff, which you know, it's a new escape for me as
well.
How
liberating is it, man?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I've only just started getting into it, and it's a whole new thing from hip hop. I got up and actually done my first piece in Albury at a spoken word competition. I was a guest poet there, and they allowed me to get up and read something out that I had written, and it was scary. It was the most, you know, vulnerable. I felt the most vulnerable as I had ever felt for a really long time, and it was because
there
was
no, showing a part of yourself.
Yeah, you know? There was no music behind me. Spoken word is not structured at all, like a song is, and it's just you, the crowd, and you speaking to the crowd, sharing your ideas, sharing your thoughts, sharing your feelings, which was scary, but, you know, it's something that I want to get into more, and something that I definitely will get into more.
I know that feeling too well. I actually had a chance to do that as well just recently, and It's so different, isn't it? It's so different from performing and actually now expressing truly from your heart, but just in another way, I guess.
Yep.
But coming across so many people who are just naturally good at it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just, like, you sit there and go, wow, you're in awe, you know? Like, how do you do that?
But it's the same thing vice versa for them as well.
Of course.
You know, they'll see me rapping and be like, wow, how do you do that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it's just an amazing feeling. And I really enjoyed feeling like the new kid on the block again, because, I, you know, I've been rapping now for like 9 years. So it's something that I'm super used to now. I'm used to getting up on stage and interacting with the crowd and performing and dancing and all of that sort of stuff. But to actually just stand there and allow how I'm feeling to just flow out with nothing structured, everything all over the place, you know, take on up as much time as you need to get everything out, was a new feeling, and something I enjoyed. And, you know, this is things that I like doing. I like challenging myself and trying to take things to the next level, hence why I'm going to do the one-man show.
Yeah, deadly.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to look forward for, I'm sure. So, yeah, seeing that you're really good at improv rapping as well, let's do a little rap, shall we? On the spot. I'll make a little beat for you. I'm not a deadly beat maker, unfortunately. I'll do my best. But until then, all right, and let's do it about privilege.
Privilege? I don't know if I can do it about privilege.
You can do it. Come on.
But I'll just spit something. Yeah.
I seen a lot of pain from an early age. A lot of brother boys seen an early grave. My mind and heart is where they stay. So no matter where I go, they come with me. In my hometown, I felt like a slave, and I wondered why I was stereotyped. I'm just a kid, man, let me live my life. It may be more simple if my skin was white, right? That's my state of mind, and I thought to myself, I'ma change your mind. I don't drink, don't smoke, instead I'll rhyme. I got so much to do with so little time. Had to finish school and stay away from crime. Got a long road ahead, but I'ma take what's mine. Bring it back to my people so we can feel equal. Put emotion in my lyrics to make sure it really reach you. It's your view from the outside looking in. You look once, I ask, just look again. See the man, I become everything I've done. I'm not the first stand showing. Be the last one.
Yeah. So you just made that on the spot, yeah?
Nah.
I didn't make that
on the spot. Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
You should have said, yeah, I did. I did.
I did.
Nah, so cool. Either way, it's deadly. That's something I've always admired too. I wish I could rap, man. I think I could if I gave it a go.
I reckon you'll be able to do it. I feel like it's one of the easiest hard things to do. You know, a lot of people are like, wow, how do you do that? It's really simple. And, you know, the reason why is because you just kind of got to talk in rhythm.
Yeah.
And rhyme at the end
but
of each line.
But you've got to have a cool voice with it too, you know?
That helps.
That
helps.
Does help. I can write poetry, and I guess with playback I can do a lot of rhyming in general, but it's another task again to actually have that sort of being in the beat, you know, and just being deadly and sounding deadly, you know.
That's all.
But it's practice.
That's just life. Just be deadly.
Yeah. Just be deadly.
Be as deadly as you can be.
Love that word, deadly. All right, you mob. You're on Urban Dreaming. We don't have much time left, unfortunately, but we do have one more song we can play.
Yeah.
And this is from Philly. It's called Dream Chaser.
Dream Chaser.
Enjoy.
From the bottom, what I got to feel. I came from my journey through a looking glass. A kid at 15 with a troubled past. Though through those lessons I was taught, treat my life just like a sport, so you know I'm gonna ball long before I pass. Felt I was destined for greatness, though my rhymes are so basic. I'm blessed with this talent and you know I won't waste it. This dream I will chase it till the end of the earth, till the day that I die and I see nothing but dirt. Look, I went to sleep dreaming, woke up and still dreaming. Believed in myself, now look what I'm achieving. Got two awards under my belt and still going strong. They stepping on my fingers while I climb, but I'm still holding on. I gotta help my people through the struggle that is going on. I gotta lead the youth like my troops, so I soldier on. They wanna see a Corey decline, but I proceed to incline. Yelling payback, marching to that sunshine. Hey, I feel I woke up in a dream. I've seen the real life and it ain't what it seems. Don't wake me up now, please let a brother sleep. Ain't where I wanna be, so you know I gotta keep moving. That's the only option here. I came from the bottom, what I got to fear. I came from the bottom, now I'm finally here, living my dreams.
Yes, that was Dream Chaser with Philly. That's Murich for your Gurich. That's from down south way. It means it's too deadly, brother.
Hey, too deadly.
It's just another way of saying deadly. So in regards to that song again, yeah, Dream Chaser, I guess it's something we do, isn't it? As an artist, we're constantly chasing that dream.
Yep. Something I definitely believe in and, you know, something I preach to kids when I go into, you know, schools and see them. But, you know, that song Dream Chaser, I also give the more raw version of what chasing dreams is. I don't agree with dudes that go into schools and sell dreams to kids, tell them you can achieve if you believe, because that's not real. You know, you got to believe in yourself, of course, and you got to practice to get to where you want to be. But you know, you got to understand that you may never get to that point as well. So you just got to enjoy the journey and not the destination. You know,
that's
don't
right.
focus too much on the destination.
And because nothing's perfect, we just mentioned that too, mm-hmm. Yan, how nothing is perfect in life. As much as we like try to strive for perfection,
yep.
The thing is, I've been brought up with the idea of not just saying practice makes perfect, but practice makes permanence.
Mm.
Because the more you practice something, the more you get in touch with it, the more you are more in tune with it. And, you know, unfortunately, nothing in life is perfect. As much as we have this idealistic approach of thinking it can be,
yeah.
We are only perfectionists in our own selves. And I'm going to walk away from the show and probably start hitting myself in the head a couple of times thinking I could have said this, I should have said that. But in the end, it's been done. You know, it's what we do. And we've got to move on.
Yeah, for sure.
So on that count, unfortunately, we have to move on. We've only got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Quick, say what you got to say. Any love out there to anyone?
Big shout out to my girl, Lanelle Young, actually. She's listening, so big shout out to you. You know, if anyone else is listening, peace and love to all you guys. You know, it was fun coming in and having a chat. I didn't really know what to expect by coming in, but
yeah.
You know, I've enjoyed it and it's been fun. I actually got here late because of trains not running, but I got here.
It's a bit like playback, man. It's all improv.
It's all improv.
But yeah, enjoy your night, guys. Have fun and enjoy your morning too, because it's now morning time.
Hey.
Good morning. Take care, guys.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.